That's the sound of the Greene County Clerk's Office, which is busy processing absentee and mail-in ballots.
That is our Dayton time stamper. So as you can imagine, thousands of them are being, you know, stamped for the date and time that we receive them as an office.
Greene County Clerk Shane Scholler says more than 30,000 absentee ballots were requested this election cycle, with over 24,000 already cast. That number of requested ballots is triple the number of absentee ballots cast in the county in 2016. And for those who will vote in person on Election Day, they will be doing so during the worst pandemic in 100 years. Scholler says each polling place has sanitizing wipes and cleaners, with poll workers in gloves and face masks behind plexiglass shields. Two workers will be dedicated to cleaning, and each voter will receive their own pen to mark their ballots. Masks will be provided and encouraged at polling locations in the city limits of Springfield, which has passed a mask ordinance. But Scholler says his office legally can't encourage people to wear masks in places there is no mask ordinance, and can't even enforce the mask mandate at the polling place.
Even inside the city limits of Springfield, the right to vote is a federally and state protected right. So even if someone is not wearing a mask, we're still going to allow them to vote.
Still, Scholler urges voters to wear masks as a courtesy. He said voting lines will have social distancing markers on the floor. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.